Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. UK Provost Distinguished Service Professor Paul Vincelli will present at the January 8 opening day program of the statewide Fruit and Vegetable Grower Conference in Lexington. Vincelli will discuss the science behind genetic engineering.
Yes, so there are some people that are in favor and others that are opposed, and I think it's wonderful that they invite me to try to provide at least some of the science behind the issue, you know, both with respect to risks as well as benefits, and, you know, allow our producers to be more informed, whether or not they ever use GMOs. It's good for our populace to know something about this technology.
And he'll focus on a new genetic advancement, CRISPR, clustered regularly interspaced palindromic repeats. He likened it to cutting and pasting a line in a book, but as opposed to older technologies, CRISPR allows that edit or desired genetic trait to be placed on the exact page and the exact line for greatest effect.
With CRISPR technologies, you do have essentially a very high level of control over where that pasting of the sentence is or where that gene gets inserted. And so, yeah, it does provide quite a bit more control than older techniques. And really, this is why scientists are so excited about it for, as I say, not just for plants, but for humans and animals as well.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with the University of Kentucky's Dr. Paul Vincelli, who has made a major portion of his work studying the pros and cons of genetic engineering and making his findings known. He has his views on the topic, but he just lays the science on the table to speak for itself.
I do have a sort of a pro orientation based on the science. It's like I'm pro cell phones. Cell phones are useful technology that can also cause harm, so it all depends on how we use the cell phone. So I'm pro-cell phone if we're smart about how we use it. And I'm pro-genetic engineering if we're smart about how we use it. However, I do, as your question suggests, I do actually spend a lot of time studying the risks and the potential downsides. And we spend more time in my graduate course, we actually spend more time on evaluating the science behind the risks and the concern.
To learn more about the topic, he suggests contacting your local extension office. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.